January 14th, 2020.
We left off last week on Samach Beis, on the Beis, about the third wide line. There are narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So by the, in the middle unit, the wider lines on the third line. The Gemara was saying that one who's not married is missing a lot. So one of their members was Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha Shoy Belo Simcha. He doesn't have any Simcha. Okay. B'loi bracha, b'loi toiva, and each one is based on a pasuk. B'loi simcha, why? Because the chesivus amachta ata uvei secha. They say zilishtoi, so a real simcha, when a person is kam, he's married, miyushiv, shat. A bachar is not miyushiv. B'loi bracha, the chesivus la'anech bracha al bei secha. Bei secha also, bei se zilishtoi. B'loi toiva, also the chesivus la'tov ha'yasad m'levada, the Rebbe Shalom says, shat. The Marav Ami below Torah, below Chaima, this we learned also, below Torah. That as much Torah as a person learns while he's single, it can't compare to, if he's interested in learning afterwards, can't compare to what he's going to learn. He's going to be more Miyushiv, so the learning will be more Mesudatik after he gets married. Yeah. Below Choma, when he's married, his wife protects him from sinning. He has his wife and children, doesn't have to think about other women. Below Torah, the Chesiv, how do you know? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Where is it? Niyov. Ha'imain is rasi bi, but tishen nidachem imani, because he doesn't have as rasi as a lazy kinect, that he doesn't have a wife. So therefore, tishen nidachem imani, he doesn't have Torah. Tishi is the Torah. How do you know b'loy chaimo that when one is married, his wife protects him from sinning with other women? Dichsiv nikeva to saviv gever, as if the wife. Surrounds a husband and she protects him. Okay. Then the Gemara says, also below Shalom, also we adopted Shalom Avech, Vakarat Nadavcha below Sechta. Okay. When a person is married, it's going to be Miyushiv, everything will fit into place. Okay. Now the Gemara starts a new topic on the first very wide line. Amr Abshur Malay, the Kol Hayadeh Vishtu Shehi Yirah Shamayim. When the wife is interested in being with the husband to have marital relations, so it's not that the wife should be toveh bepeh. She should say so explicitly. So the husband should be able to sense on his own. So if the husband knows that his wife is a balas yirah shamayim, and he senses that she's interested, even the big tzaddikas, but still she wants to be with her husband, that's what marriage is all about. The ena paikta, if he doesn't give her what she wants, Nikrochaite, that's not right. There's a din of oina. How often is the husband is meshuvah to the wife? She exus v'yoina. So pashup shat exus is clothing and share is food, and oina is tashma shamita. That's the pashup shat. So whenever the wife, each person depending on how hard he works. So the Gemara says how much. The Gemara in Ksuba says how much of a shiva does he have? If a person works harder, so he's going to be more exhausted, so he has less of a chiyavoyna. If a person has more time on his hands, then he has more of a chiyavoyna. So, and then whenever the wife is very desirous of being with the husband, also, so he's mechuyav lefoyta. So if the husband doesn't, he's nikra choyte, because that's the chiyavoyna. He's not in fulfillment of his obligation. Those are the marital obligations. Shek sisu and shenema. V'yadati kisholam ha'avecho, and then it says, v'fakarata nofcha v'lo sichta. V'fakarata nofcha, v'fakarata means he should be with her v'lo sichta, and he will not sin. And if he will not be with his wife, and he senses that she would like to be with him, then he's sitting. He's in violation of his obligation of Shek Sitzvian. Then the Gemara says, Rami Rishon Malevi, another member, the first one was also Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chai Bonam Livka Desish to Beshosh Yetzel Laderch. When the husband is about to go away on a business trip or something, so then he has to Poshe Pshat Livka Desish, that means to be with his wife. Why? Shenem Avi Adat Kisholam Avecho Fakarata, that same Pasuk. Fakarata Novcho Voloi Sechto Yavachia Vaina. Because we know the wife is mishtokekes to the husband, she knows he's going to be away for half a year. He's, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't fly to Eretz Yisrael and fly back the next day. It took 3 months till he got to Eretz Yisrael, 3 months till he got back, so he's going to be away for 6 months. So, of course, the wife is desirous of being with her husband. Freg the Gemara, is it based on that pasuk? Where was that pasuk? In Yirmiyah. If it is it based on that pasuk, hamehacha nafke? Question mark. Is it learned out from the pasuk that you quoted from Yirmiyah? Mehasim nafke. It's learned out from a different pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. That after the chetz of the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Chava, and he says, Elitchech chukosech v'huyim shalboch. The wife will have a desire to be with the husband, but the husband then, but she won't be taveh bepeh. So the husband will be Moshel and his wife. So the Gemara has a tradition, a comment, a connection with that pasuk. Ve'lishech tshukosech, the wife wants very much to be with her husband, Malamed, she'ishesh mishtokekes ha'baila b'shosh she'yotze la'derech. And since she's mishtokekes la'baila, so that's a chiyavayna. In addition to the regular chiyavayna, once a week, or twice a week, or every day, however the Tanaim set up the chiyavayna, but when the husband knows that his wife has a desire to be with him, it's also chiyavayna. And for the Gemara, I need the two psukim to tell me an added chiddush. Amrav Yosef, la'nitzuchel le'samach levesta. What is samach levesta? The kam, how much is samach levesta? Zog the Gemara, amarav oina. What is this all about? So Tosis introduces a little bit. This is a famous topic. In the days of the Gemara, the Tanoim assumed, the question is, doctors claim to have no record of this whatsoever. In the days of the Gemara, the Tanoim assumed that Roiv Noshim have a Vestas Kavua. Today, it's just not the case. And Roiv Noshim have a Vestas Kavua, mamish like clockwork. That either a Vestas Kavua every 38 days at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Isha has a Rias Dam. That's a Vesis Lahaflogas. Intervals, every 38 days at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Or she has a Vesis Kavua Liyimei HaChodesh every single month on the 10th day of the month. She has a Vesis Kavua. So there's a Machloikas in the Gemara whether this, the woman has it for 20 years in a row. Like clockwork. Every single month, the 10th of the month, or every 38 days at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the last 20 years. So then 1 month, the Isha didn't check. The Zman HaVesis came and it went, and she didn't have any Hargashi. She doesn't know whether she had a Riyaz Dam or not. So one would have thought that she has a Regilis for 20 years in a row. This happens unless she has a baby, so then it changes for a while, and then it goes back again. She goes back again to have a Vesis Kavua. So 1 month she didn't check to see. So one would have thought it happened 20 years in a row. So Mestama, it's an umdirin that she probably had the dam. So that's a machloikas, whether is that vestas deraisa or vestas is lab deraisa. Is that a din deraisa that if the yom vestas came and it went and she does not one way or the other, she should assume that she's vaday tmeya? Because for the last 20 years, that's what's been happening. Or do you say, no, that's only a chumra midirabon. In our Torah, it's not so. We pask in Vesta lav deraisa. How can it be Vesta lav deraisa? For 20 years she had like that. Every single month, a pella. So the Chazon Ish, in his Sefer on Maseches Nida, asked the question, such an obvious question. How can it be that it's only a din derabon? So he says, because there's so many different factors that play a role. If the woman is frightened, or if she did exercise, or if she ate the wrong kind of food, or she saw the wrong kind of movie, or whatever, she saw something happen in the street. So many different factors play a role, so you cannot say bevadois, even though for 20 years in a row, every single month, that's what happened, you cannot say bevadois that that's what happened. So we paskan vestas lav deraisa. The Gemara has nafkaminas, where the vestas deraisa, vestas lav deraisa. We paskan vestas lav deraisa. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that there's a din of prisha, samach levesta. When the woman knows that today, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is the zman havesa, so she's not allowed to be with her husband because she may become a nida. She may become a nida in the middle when she's having tashmish with her husband. So it's a stam anisha becomes, let's say anisha is with her husband, then she becomes a nida. So she's not even chayv achata sa that, because that's ba'oinus. She was nivala b'nidusa ba'oinus. Why should she expect to have shalab b'shas vesta? Why should she have to expect that there's dam? But b'shas vesta, then she should expect that there will be dam. So then there's a din of prisha. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk, "V'hizartem is bnei Yisrael mitumasam." Here, Tosfos quotes it. The Tosfos chayvarim livka l'sishtoi. So the last 7 lines from the end, it says Shvuah Daf Yudches on the base, in parentheses Daf Yudches on the base. So Tosfos quotes the pasuk right below Daf Yudches. Learn that from the pasuk. V'hizartem is bnei Yisrael mitumasam. Hizartem means to be mafrish them. You should be mafrish bnei Yisrael, that they shouldn't be with their wives when the wife is in a state of tuma. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, asar bnei Yisrael sheyifrushu min shaseihem, they should do prisha, they shouldn't be with their wives, samach levesta. Not only 4 o'clock every 38 days, let's say 4 o'clock in the afternoon, every 10th of the month, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even samach levesta also. How much is samach levesta? So our Gemara says, Vekam, how much is samach levesta? Omar Rava oina. So what does it mean, oina? So Rashi learns the Pashup Shat. The day has 24 hours, but the day has 2 parts. You have a yom and you have a laila. So if the woman always has the riyas dam at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and 4 o'clock in the city where she lives is always before the shkia. Let's say New York. The shkia is never before 4 o'clock. So let's say the woman always has the riyas dam 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So the whole yom is the oina hasmucha levesta. So she has to be perished from the husband, the whole oina. That's the poshup shah. So Tosfos raises a question, what do you mean samach levesta? But the whole din of vestas is only midirabbanan. So the din of prisha samach levesta is learned out from a pasuk. Tosfos quoted in Shavuos Daf Yudches, learned out from a pasuk, v'hizartem is bnei Yisrael mitumasam. So Tosfos assumes Laman Diyam Avestas the Rabbanan, the next line in Tosfos where it says Nida Daf Tezvav in parentheses in Tosfos. Afil Laman Diyam, that's how we pass Avestas is only the Rabbanan, it's not a Din Deraisa. So Tosfos says in Cain, if you hold Vestas the Rabbanan, then hold Din of Samach Levesta Nami Midi Rabbanan. The whole Din appreciates Samach Levesta is also only Midi Rabbanan. That's what most of the Rishonim assume like that. If you hold Vestas Deraisa, then it's a Drosha Gemura, V'hizartem, then Prisha, Samach Levesta. Husband is not allowed to be with his wife, the whole Loinus Avesis. If she always has the Riyas Dam, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so the whole Yom is also to have Tashmish. If she always has the Riyas Dam at 8 o'clock at night, let's say 8 o'clock is always after the Shkia. No, in the summertime it's not always after the Shkia. Let's say 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is always after the Shkia. You live in a city where 9 o'clock is always after the Shkia. So the whole night time is a dinner prisha. The oina smucha levesta, before and after. She always has the dam 9 o'clock. So the oina before and after, the whole day or the whole night, there's a dinner prisha. So Tosfos assumes, most of the Rishonim assume like Tosfos, that if you hold that vesta slav deraisa, vesta slav deraisa means the Yom HaVesis came and it went, and the woman doesn't know whether she had a Riyas Dam or not, so we assume that she did have a Riyas Dam. She became a Nida, because that's what happened the last 20 years, every single month like clockwork. So if you hold that, that's only Midirabbanan, so Tosfos assumes all Din Apisha itself is also only Midirabbanan. Not everybody agrees to that. It's Yodua, the Pischei Tshuva, in Yoridei Hilchas Nida, quotes the Chasam Sofer, who quotes his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, who distinguished. He said, no, that Vestas is Lav Deraisa, but Prisha is still a Din Deraisa. Vestas Lav Deraisa means if the Oinus HaVestas came and it went, she doesn't know whether or not she became Tomei, so you tell the woman of Cheskas Tahara. We know she went to Mikveh a month ago. We don't know whether she became a Nida or not, so we assume that she's still Tahara, because that's Chazaka means you assume status quo. But Prisha, he's also lava lishta in the whole oina, that whole unit of the day. Shema, she'll become a nida in the middle, and it'll turn out that, that she's having tashmish b'nidasa. So the Gemara says in Gittin that chazaka only teaches you the din of chazaka that you learn that from a pasuk. Tells you shema makes loich hashina. The Mishnah in Gittin says, let's say a man sends a get to the shliach should deliver the get to his wife. And it takes 3 months till the shliach goes to deliver the get. And you don't know, they have no cell phone, so you have no telephone, you have no email, you don't know if the husband is still alive. Maybe the husband died, and they need, and she needs chalitza. They have the right to give her the get and assume that she's a grusha. They have to be concerned about the possibility. Maybe the husband died, and she needs chalitza. The get is not going to help. So the Mishnah says, Nasan la b'cheska shehu chai. You have a right to give the get and assume the husband is still alive. Unless he's already over 70. I'm over 70. So once you're over 70, the pasuk says, Mishnah is saying about Shivim Shon. The Gemara says, over 70, there's no cheskas chai. Until you reach 80. My father, between the age of 70 and 80, he said he has no cheskas chai. After 80, he wasn't worried. He went out till 94. He lived till 94. Then the Gemara says, Higir legvurais. If the person had reached the age of 80, then he's beches kaschai liyodam void. Okay. But between 70 and 80 is not beches kaschai. So the Gemara says over there that this din, yishtalav ches kaschai, that's only if you have a suffix, is he still alive now or did he die already? So you said, Shema meis loich hashina. You don't consider, you don't entertain the possibility that maybe the husband died. If he's either younger than 70 or over 80, you don't consider that. But Shema Yomus is Chashina. Let's say the husband gives his wife a get, and he says, I want the get to be chal the day before I die. You don't know whether he's going to die tomorrow. If he dies tomorrow, then it turns out that the get was chal today. So the Gemara says, Shema Yomus Chashina. Even though there's a Cheskas Chai only means that he's still alive now. But you can't predict the future based on Chazakah. Chazakah is a din hanhog, it's not a birur. If it will be a birur, you can predict the future also. You are aware that he's not going to die in the next 24 hours. But Chazakah is just a din hanhog. Chazakah even works in the case of a tarta disasri. Gemara is like that. Even if it's a dub shi'ef shalios, it's an impossibility. Chazakah is a din. So that's where Rav Nosson Adler is quoted. That's what the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva quotes Rav Nosson Adler. His Rebbe came up with such a chiddush against most of the Rishonim. The Rishonim Seilak him, he didn't have those for him. The Sam Rishonim Seilak Rav Nosson Adler, but he didn't have those Rishonim. So he came up with such a chiddush. Even though we paskin, the Vesta says love their Isa, but the Chiyah Prisha is their Isa because it doesn't help. She's still the Cheska Star. She's not yet a Nida. But she may become a nida in the next 10 minutes. She'll be with her husband. She may become a nida in the middle of the tashmin. She'll come out that she violated the isa nida. So Tosfos and Rav Harishonim don't say like that. The Rishon who says like that is Rav Baron Halevi in the Hasogas of the Rashbo, learned by the Ramban. So the Rashbo wrote a whole sefer Toras Habayis. Toras Habayis has the whole Yeridei Chelek Aleph is based on the Rashbo's Toras Habayis. Hilchos Shchita, Hilchos Treifus, Hilchos Basim L'Cholov, Taruas, Melicha. Everything is straight from the Rashbo. And then they quoted more opinions, other Rishonim as well. But the basic structure, the whole layout of the Chelek Aleph Yeridei, every Chelek in Shulchan Aruch is based on some other Rishon. Like big chunks of Chashim Mishpat are straight from the Sefer HaTrumos, who was a Talmud of the Ramban. And most of the Shulchan Aruch is, and then Hilchos Avelos is based on the Rosh in the Ramban. But most of Shulchan Aruch, most of Chalkei Shulchan Aruch are straight word for word from the Rambam. Most of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, and then he quote the divergent opinions as well. So the Rashba wrote the Toras Habayis, and a classmate of the Rashba was Rav Aaron Halevi, also learned by the Rashba. So he, every other page, he has the Berak Habayis. He disagrees with what the Rashba says. Sometimes he disagrees. The Rashba quotes something in the name of the Ramban. He says it's not true. The Ramban never said it. And sometimes he disagrees. He gives his own opinions. The Ra'or, Rav Aaron Halevi, always has original opinions. And he had a brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi, also had always original opinions. The Ra'or, Rav Aaron Halevi, only had one set of dishes. He didn't have fleshig and melchig dishes. He said the dinna in the Gemara that if you have a treifa kli that hasn't been used for treifas or for fleshik or for milchik has been used in the last 24 hours. I mean, Atar, it's nice and tam levgam, so it doesn't pose any problem. So you can use it, but when there are bonon, even after 24 hours, exereine ben yomo to ben yomo, you have to kasher it. Even though menatar, you don't have to. So his opinion was that's only if it's isura bola. If it was a treifakli, then they made exereine derabbanan. But if it's a terabola, from fleshik to milchik, just wait 24 hours and then you can use the fleshik kli for milchik, you can use the milchik kli for fleshik. No need for two sets of dishes. So the Ritva, in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, learned by the Ra'o. So he says, the Talmidim pleaded with the Rebbe. And they said to him, we agree that you're right, 100% right, but everybody calls you an apikoris. Everybody says, you're shagits. So why don't you just make believe that they're... He said, no, he's not going to give in. Matter of principle, he's not going to have two sets of dishes. He was a very original thinker, and he insisted on observing his own shittas. And his brother, Pinchas Alevi, was even more original than Rabbar Alevi. Every so often, the Ritva would quote Rabbeinu Pinchas Achi Rabbeinu, the brother of the Ra'o. So the Ra'o is the one who has this chiddush, like Rav Nosnat, like the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, that it dainu, that even though he paskin bestus is lav deraisa, but prisha samach levesa, that is a din deraisa. Why? Because of the Gemara Gittin, that the Gemara says shema meisla chashina shema yamus chashina chazaka, just tells you status quo, the situation didn't change yet, but it doesn't. You can't predict that it's not going to change. It can change in the next 10 minutes. She'll be in the middle of Tashmish, then she'll become Anida in the middle. So Shema Yomus Chashina. So the simple reading of the Gemara here is that whenever the wife is Mishtokekes to be, there's a Din Avayna, depending on how hard you work, how much time you have to spend with the wife of the marital relation, how often. And then in addition to that, there's also a din when the wife comes back from the mikveh. She hasn't been with her husband for 2 weeks, and she wants very much mishtokekes lebailo, or if he's yotze laderech, or he sees that she wants very much to be with him, even though she's not going to be tovas bepeh. That's not derech eretz. That's with the alishiv chikosu huim shal boch. She's not going to say explicitly what she wants. But if the husband understands that she wants it, then there's a real chiyah b'ayinah. If he doesn't do the ayinah, he's chaytay, because he's mevatel the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that there is a din of prisha samach levesto, but if he's yotzel aderech, so the chiyah b'ayinah takes precedence over the isa prisha. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. That's how Rashi learns. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. They say in Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, that even though there's an Issa Tashmish Samach Levesta, but if she's Mishtokekas Lebaila because he's Yotzel Aderech, then it's Bukhi. So obviously, the assumption is that the whole Dina Prisha is only with the Rabbanon. The whole Dina Prisha is only with the Rabbanon. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. Tosis assumes that if Vesta is their Issa, then Prisha is their Issa. If Vesta is the Rabbanon, so Prisha is the Rabbanon. So Shain Faramfit, so the whole Dina Prisha is only with the Rabbanon, because the whole Dina Vestas is only with the Rabbanon. So since it's only with the Rabbanon, so if she's Mishtokekas Lebaila, tomorrow he's going to go on a long trip. Going to go on a trip for a couple of months. She knows she's not going to see him. Mishtokekas Lebaila, so therefore, Bisho Shi Yotzel Aderech is a Chiv Lova Al Ishtoi. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. So Tosis is not happy with that. Tosis says, Lo me boy, if you hold that Vestas is their Isa and Prisha is their Isa, how can you be Matam and Issa their Isa? A real din of prisha and isa deraisa just because yotzel aderech. But Tosis says afilu leman diyoma, the last five lines in the Tosis, in the long Tosis Chaybor. So Tosis writes afilu leman diyoma, even if you hold the best is love deraisa, that's a we pass on there for the whole imkain samach levesta, the whole din of prisha samach levesta is also only mid rabbanan. So Tosis said they're still not happy. Mekam mekam lami hen mut biyotzi lidvar hashus. Why should it be muta lova lishtoi? What happened to the isa prisha? Tosis is not happy with the din. So that's what leads the Rabbeinu Tam to disagree with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson, but he was a young boy when Rashi passed away. So he often disagrees with Rashi. His older brother was the Rashbam. So the Rashbam learned with Rashi. So the Rashbam is very cough of the Rashi. Rashbam rarely disagrees with Rashi. He always quotes Rashi. He learned with him. But Rabbeinu Tam was a young child when Rashi died, so he felt free to disagree much more often with Rashi. So he disagreed with Rashi. That's how the text begins. Chayvadim Livka Desishtoi Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi learns Livket al Esishta means love aleha, to have tashmish. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it means to carry on a conversation. Pekidu Zoreinu Tashmish, not like Rashi says. Elikushu Lots Losla Derech, Im Horochak Memeno, let's say he's not home. He's not home. He's in the office. So he's going to send a message. He's going to leave a message at home. I have to go on a business trip tonight. I'll see you next month when I come back from South Africa. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, he's not allowed to do that. Im Horochak Memeno, if he's not in the same place where the wife is, Yetzel LaDerech, Elim Kain, Yosheve Leho, he has to return back home, Yifkid Deno, and carry on the conversation, speak nicely. Oh, b'tashmish, if it's not Samach Levesta, he should have Tashmish. Oh, if it is Samach Levesta, then there's a Chiyav Prisha. So b'shadvar, mi dabar aliba, he has to speak lovey-dovey to his wife. But to have Tashmish, Samach Levesta, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, even if it's only, even if Vesta's love their eyes and the Prisha is love their eyes, still, you can't be mad at that. So on the Shulchan Aruch, they quote this, Machlokes, Mikra Din, they really pass like Rashi. But they say more correct is and one should be machma like the Rabbeinu Tam. Here there's a very interesting Ramban and Ritva on Shavuos on Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara that's Prisha Samach Levesta is there in Shavuos on Daf Yud Ches. So the what does the term Samach usually mean? So we have Mishnayos, let's say Samach Lemincha Gedoyla. Let's say there's going to be a wedding. And the wedding is going to be a few hours. A big bar mitzvah suit. There's going to be dancing and videos and music and everything. Going to take forever. A big party. So if it's within a half an hour before Mincha Gedolah. Mincha Gedolah is what time now? About 12:30 or so. Approximately 12:30. So Samach means half an hour before. So half an hour before Mincha Gedolah, you shouldn't start eating at a wedding if you didn't daven mincha yet. So you have to wait a half an hour and daven mincha, and then you can start the wedding. Or some, let's say it's mincha ktana. When is mincha ktana? Mincha ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And plaga mincha, plag means half. Plaga mincha means an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokes satanaim in the Mishnah in Brachos. When is the correct zman of mincha? So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, you have to finish davening mincha before an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. That's called plaga mincha. And after, within the last hour and a quarter at the end of the day, you can already daven ma'ariv. You can only daven mincha till plaga mincha, till the last hour and a quarter before the end of the day. And then it's already, he gives ma'am ma'ariv. And the chachamim disagree that you can daven mincha until the end of the day, mamish, and then you can only begin to daven ma'ariv after the zman of mincha ended. And then the Gemara says about this machlokes. Usually we would normally say yochid v'rabim halachik rabim, but because over here there was a strong merit to the argument of Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Beis Hamikdash apparently they never brought the Tamash al Ben Arba'im so late. The zmanim of the tefillas was instituted by the Chachamim corresponding roughly to the zmanim of the Hakrovas Hakarbonis. So the zman of the Tamash al Shachar, the zman of Shachris, corresponds roughly to the Zman of Tamash al Shachar. The Zman of Mincha corresponds roughly to the Zman of Tamash al Ben Arba'im. And the Zman of Ma'ariv, there were only two Tamidim every day, so the Zman of Ma'ariv corresponds to Haktaris Eimurim, Hektach Alav Eivarim, because the Tamash al Shachar, Tamash al Ben Arba'im were Karbonus Oila. And Oila, you burn the whole animal. You don't just burn the Chelev, you burn even the Eivarim. Everything is burned. So the Zman of Ma'ariv corresponds to the Zman of Haktaris Eimurim, Beis HaMikdash, which is all night long. So normally you would say Yochid Rab Malach Kiram, we should ignore Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But over here, the Gemara considers Rabbi Yehuda's argument a very strong argument, that since in the Beis HaMikdash they didn't bring the Tamash Rabbein Abayim, they never brought it so late. Strictly speaking, you can bring it till Shkia. You can't bring the Tamid after Shkia. Even a minute after Shkia, you can't bring the Tamid. That's why many hold you can't daven mincha after the Shkia. Even Mishas Atrak, because the Zman of Mincha is supposed to correspond to the Zman of Hakrobas Hakrabonis. And Hakrobas Hakrabonis have to be before the Shkia. That's what the Shagasaya holds. The Ramah is Mekel, if you didn't daven mincha yet, it's the Shas HaTrak. So we allow you to daven during Bein HaShemashes, to daven is only with the Rabbonin, The Ben Ashmashes is a Safik Yom, Safik Lailas, a Safik the Rabban Lakula. So the Shari Sari says, what are you talking about? But Hakrov, the Mincha is supposed to correspond, the Zman HaMincha is supposed to correspond to the Zman of Hakrovas, Tamash HaBein Abayim. Tamash HaBein Abayim is a Din Daraisa. You can't bring it after the Shkia. Bavada, you can't bring it after the Shkia. It's not even because Safik Daraisa Lechumer. The Rabban Yoina there in Brachas, Perek Tfilis HaShacha, has a famous piece. He says, based on the Tosis in Zvachim, that after the Shkia, the Rabban Tamshita is that even after the sun sets, for the next, approximately the next 50 minutes or so, it's Vadayom. And then it's Bein Hashmashes for 20 minutes or so. And then it's Tesach Kohavim, 72 minutes after the Shkia. And the first 50 minutes after the Shkia is Vadayom. Vilna Gaon says, it's ridiculous, it's pitch black outside. How can it be Vadayom? He says, Achush Makrish. You look outside, how can you say it's Vadayom? That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So despite the fact that Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's Vadayim for the first 50 minutes after the Shkia, but the Tosis in Zvachim shows from the Gemara, you can't bring the Tomash Rabbeinu Abayim then. But it's not even Bein Hashmashes yet, it's Vadayim. That's a Pasuk, the Gemara learns from a Pasuk, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham. After Shkia, you can't be Makriv, you can't be Zorik the Dam. Haktar say Moim, you can do all night long. But the Dalar Abayim is Hadam. And every korban, there are dalar avodas on the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika. These are the four avodas that you do with the dam. So the dalar avodas adam have to be done by yom. And every korban mincha has also four avodas that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam. The kmitz is parallel to the shechita, and when you take the koimetz of the mincha, the kohen does the kmitz in his right hand, then he has to put it into another kli sharis. The mincha has to be in a kli sharis when he takes out the koimetz. Then he has to take the koimetz in his hand and throw it into another kli sharis that's parallel to Kabbalah Saddam. Then just like you have Hoylocha Saddam to the Mizbeach, so a kohen has to take the koimetz and bring it to the Mizbeach. Just like you have Zrika Saddam, so parallel to Zrika Saddam and a mincha is Haktaras HaKoimetz. So the Dalar Avodah Saddam have to be done by Yom. Nisach HaYayin can be done by Laila. And Haktaras HaMorin can be done by Laila. That has nothing to do with Avodah Saddam. So by Mincha also, the Dalar Avodas that are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. So the Gemara says that because this Rabbi Yehuda's argument is pretty strong, that in the Beis HaMikdash they never brought the Tomash HaBein Abayim in the last hour and a quarter of the day. So the Gemara says, Hashda b'lehid nahilchus aloy kemar v'loy kemar. We haven't been machriya. Usually you're always machriya yochid v'rab malochik erab. We should ignore Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But the Gemara holds Rabbi Yehuda has a shtar ketaina that the zman of mincha should correspond to the zman of hakrovas tamashe ben abayim, which was over the hakrovas of tamashe ben abayim was finished an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So the Gemara said that therefore David kemar rabbi. If you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda, you can follow Rabbi Yehuda. If you want, you can dab marav in the last hour and a quarter of the day. And David kemarav, if you want to follow the Rabbanan, you can follow the Rabbanan. You can dab the mincha in the last hour and a quarter of the day. So the let's say a person, it's samach le mincha ktana. Mincha ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. That's why plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, because plag means half. So what if it's 3 hours before the end of the day? If the day has approximately 12 hours, now the day is not 12 hours. But if the day would have approximately 12 hours, so a half an hour before the last 2.5 hours of the day, it's 3 hours before the end of the day. Let's say roughly the shkia will be, the sun rises at 6 and the sets at 6 on a normal day, let's say. So starting from 3 o'clock is an half an hour before mincha ketana. So the Gemara, so the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to eat supper. You're not allowed to eat even a suda ktana. You're just going to have a tuna fish sandwich for supper. Samach l'mincha gedoyla, if it's a half an hour, so mincha gedoyla is 12:30. So 12 o'clock is a half an hour before mincha gedoyla, so that's samach l'mincha gedoyla. Samach means a half an hour before. So samach l'mincha gedoyla, you're allowed to eat a tuna fish sandwich for lunch, but you're not allowed to go to a wedding or to a dinner that's going to take hours and hours. Because it may take a long time, and then until you're going to bench, until you're going to put together a minyan, you'll miss the shkia. And samach mincha ktana, you're not even allowed to eat suda ktana, even just to have a small meal. So samach always means that we assume. Samach always means a half an hour before. Take, for example, there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes as a whole sugya, they learn out from Sukkim that you have to be Moisif Mechoila La Kodesh. The original din, according to many times, the original din of Tosefes is by Shemitah, Shnas HaShemitah. The whole year has Shabbos Lashem, the whole year has a Kedusha Shnas HaShemitah. That's Mechaivas to observe all the dinim of Shemitah. And there's a mitzvah Lachosif Mechoila La Kodesh. And from Shemitah, we extend it to Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Yom Tov, mitzvah lehoisim mechol alakodesh lefanel leachreel, before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And how much time do you have to be moisif mechol alakodesh? Usually what people do is they daven mincha Friday afternoon, that they just make it by the skin of their teeth before the shkia, if they succeed in doing that. If they do that, usually the chazan is saying chazar sashatz, it's already after the shkia. But by the Hasidim, they don't begin to daven mincha till way after the shkia, all week long, and the same thing on Friday night also. That's not right. So you're not b'kayim Tosefes Shabbos. So how much time should you add on? How much time should be Moshe Mechol al HaKodesh? So the Achreinim quote, the Maim Amortcha, another Achreinim quote from the Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz. There's a Tosefes in Tosefes in Beitzah, and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Tosefes says, you see from the Gemara in Beitzah that there's a minimum amount of time that you're supposed to add on Tosefes Shabbos. It's clear from the Gemara, but they don't know how many minutes it is. From the Gemara, it's clear that there's not mashu, can't just add on kol shu, as much as whatever you want. There's a minimum amount of time, they can't figure out how much it is. So the Rabbeinu Peretz are not daf. Now everybody has the Rabbeinu Peretz. They printed it from manuscript, but years ago, the Achreinim quoted it from the manuscript. He says a half an hour. Why 30 minutes before the Shkia should add on Tosefes? Because Samach l'Shabbos. You should be Moshe Mechol al HaKodesh Samach l'Shabbos. So here the Gemara has a lashon Samach l'Oina. There's a din of Prisha Samach l'Oina. The Gemara says Kama Samach, the whole Oina. If the woman's regilis is she always has like clockwork. Every 38th day or every 10th day of the month she always has a Riyaz Dam. Always has it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So Samach means the whole day. Or Samach means if she always has the Riyaz Dam 10 o'clock at night, Samach means the whole night. Before and after is also. So the Ramban there has a chiddush. Ramban there in Shavuos and Daf Yitches. Ramban in the Ritva quotes it. No, Menatayra Samach Levesta means a half an hour before. She has the regilis like clockwork for the last 20 years. She always has the Riyaz Dam 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So 3:30 on, there's a din of Prisha. That's the din deraisa Prisha. And then the Kama Oina, the whole day is also. That Prisha is only with the Rabban. Even if you hold that Vesta is their Isa, and Prisha is their Isa, but it's not Prisha their Isa, and the whole Oinus of Vestas. Half an hour before. Samach LaVesta means a half an hour. Samach always means a half an hour. Samach Reinim, it says, when are you permitted to do Borir on Shabbos? Borir is one of the Lamatas of his Malachas. So if you're going to be Borir, Oichel Mitah Chapsolus Miyad, Biyad, you're going to do it by hand. You're not going to use an instrument to do that boirer. And you're going to do it for immediate use. You're going to eat it soon. So if you're going to be boirer with these three conditions, if it's miyad, you're going to eat it soon, or a lot of people are going to eat it. And it's biyad, you're using a kli hamyuchah libreir, and you take eichal terech apsalos, then it's mutter. So how much is called samach? So samach raim say samach means 30 minutes. On the level of the Raisa, not only Samach HaMincha, you're not allowed to eat the meal, Samach to the Zman of Sfira Sa'imer, let's say, we usually assume you don't count Sfira Sa'imer to left to say Sakachovim, so half an hour before, you're not allowed to start eating. You know, Samach, you didn't dab Ma'ariv yet. So you're not allowed to eat before you say Kriya Shema. So if it's half an hour before the Zman of Ma'ariv, before the Zman of Kriya Shema, so you're not allowed to eat a meal. Samach, we always assume Samach means 30 minutes. So that's the Ramban's Chiddush. The Ramban thinks that Prisha, the Raisa, is only the half an hour before. If the woman has a Vesas Kavua, like clockwork, every 35 days, every 45 days, whatever it is, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so 3:30 till 4, that's the Samach Levesta. And the whole Oina, that's only with the Rabbanon, so therefore they have the right to be Mekel. But the Rabbeinu Tam is not happy. Rabbeinu Tam says, even if you hold the Samach Levesta is only the Rabbanon, even if you hold the Vestas is only the Rabbanon, so the whole din of Prisha Samach Levesta is also only the Rabbanon. Still he doesn't. That's the last two lines. Lama yehei muta b'yotze ledvar hashus? Why should you allow the husband to be bo'al ishtoi even if that's, this is only the Rabbanon, even the whole din of priest is only Rabbanon, why should you be so mekel? Sure. So that's the big machlekes. And in Shulchan Aruch there's also a machlekes. What's the din? Samach, whatever Samach Levesta means, Samach Levesta means Ben Atar only the half an hour before, Samach Levesta means the whole oina, the whole day, the whole night. So what is Asa? So in Shulchan Aruch it says only Tashmish is Asa. To kiss his wife, to hold her hands, that's everything else is muta, only Tashmish is Asa. And then the Shach quotes those who recommend that one should be Machmer, even Shach craves to kiss the wife also. You shouldn't do Kira Basa either, not only Tashmish is Asa. That's a big machleg. Let's say it's Ishte Nida, or let's say with an Ishish Ish. I'm not allowed to be with someone else's wife. So to do the actual Aveira is to have Tashmish. What is going to do Kira Basa? He's going to dance with someone else's wife. Or he's going to hug someone else's wife. Or he's going to hug his own wife when she's a Nida. Zad Anisa Deraisa, Zad Anisa Deraban. Pasuk says, Elisha Benidas Tamasa Loi Sikaruvu Legalus Erva. How do you translate Lasikaruvu Legalus Erva? So the Rambam quotes the Abbas the Rav Nosson and the Tanoim who say that even Kira Basar is an Isa Deraisa. To kiss the wife when she's a Nida, or to kiss someone else's wife, Derechiba, that is an Isa Deraisa. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban thinks that Drosha, Kira Basa, because it's going to lead to Tashmish, Kira Basa is only an Isa Derabban. In Shulchan Aruch, they pass like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch passes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that din, so in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, nobody had any smicha. The smicha already had ended centuries before. All the smicha that we have today is only imitation smicha. Real smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Ish min pi ish, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be conferred by someone who himself has smicha, who got smicha from someone who had smicha. So that the chain of smicha was broken many centuries before Rabbi Yosef Karo. So nobody has. They wanted to do chidush smicha. They did. During the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Rabbanim at Tzfat got together. He lived in Tzfat. They got together, and they conferred smicha on Rabbi Yosef Karo, on the Alshech, a few other people. Then a couple of years later, they got together, and they gave another couple of people, they gave smicha, but nothing ever developed from that. So if you don't have anybody has smicha, so you can't give any malchus to anybody. In order to give malchus, you have to have a bezna, three people have smicha. So nobody has any smicha today. There's no malchus. On Shulchan Aruch it says, if a person hugs his wife when she's a nida, or he hugs someone else's wife, he kisses someone else's wife, that's an isa kira basa. So the Mechaber writes, he's loike malchus derais. What mean loike? Nobody has any smicha today. You can't have any bezden giving any malchus. Mechaber means to say that it's an isa deraisa. We don't pass them like the Ramban that kira basa is only the Ramban. We assume kira basa is an isa deraisa. So that's why the Shach quotes such an opinion that Samach Levesta not only is a din of prisha not to have tashmish. The din of prisha includes also you shouldn't have kirabas. Even if you hold that as deraisa, it doesn't necessarily follow. If you have tashmish with a nida, it's an isa koris. If you kiss the nida, it's an isa lav. The maximum you're going to have is going to be malchus. Doesn't necessarily follow. But there's room to raise such a possibility. The Shach quotes such a chumra. Yeah, so this is a famous gemara that samach hayotzi b'shor sheyotzi ladech ishtoi nishtokekes al baila, and that's a chiyav oina. That's sheriksus v'nasa la yigra. That's a din of oina. If he's not going to fulfill his din of oina, he's nikra choyte, because he's meshubit oina. So the Gemara says, he's chayv lifka de sishta. So Rashi learns lifka, even though it's ayim asmucha levesta, even though it's ayim asmucha levesta, he's muta tap tashmish, and the Rabbein and Tam disagrees. He thinks not so.
How about Kiru Basar and Yom Kippur?
In Shulchan Aruch, they recommend on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av that one should be machmer not to do Kiru Basar. It's a chumra, not to do Kiru Basar. That's a good chumra. Okay.
How did Gemara learn that from Al Yishech Tushu Paseich that it has to do with Bishar Shu Yosu Laderach? I mean, from the Pasuk.
The Pasuk just says that sometimes the wife wants very much to be with her husband, but she's not going to say it. And it's understood that the husband has to, that's a din avayna. In addition to the zman mikvuim avayna, whenever the wife is mishtokekus lebaile, has a chi avayna. You don't really see from the pasuk. It's just the pasuk implies that sometimes the wife has a desire to be with the husband. The husband not that interested. The husband is meshubed. Not only the wife is meshubed to the husband also. Let's say the husband wants to be with his wife and she doesn't want. So he can't insist every night that he wants to be with his wife, but within reason. So the wife is meshubed to the husband. The wife says in both directions. Both directions. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote a different girsa that does not correspond to the girsa we have here, nor in the Gemara there in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches. The Rabban had a different girsa in the Gemara. Oina hasmucha levesta means for the last 20 years she has, let's say, like clockwork. She has a riazdam every 38th day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, middle of the day, 1 o'clock. So not only is the whole day also oina hasmucha le'oina saveses. The night before the day, her rias nida always is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so the whole day is osir, then a prisha, and then the oina smucha l'oina sabesis is also osir. So years ago, there was a prominent Talmud Chacham, and there saw Kamen Kahana. He was from Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim. That's Poyale Aguda. Agudas Yisrael used to be Rabbonim. And Poyale Aguda, the activists, the ones who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and work on a farm to build up Eretz Yisrael. So he put out a sefer on Taras HaMishpacha, and he left out that din, that the Oina Smucha, the Oina Sabesis, you have to have a din of Prisha. So they all attacked him. Why? How come he left out the din? So he said, the Chazanish told me to leave it out. So the people thought he was lying. So he produced the letter. The Chazanish had a unique handwriting. He couldn't imitate. He couldn't forge his handwriting. So he produced the letter. They printed the facsimile of the letter. Chazanish, people think the Chazanish is always machma and everything. A lot of times he's machma, but a lot of times he's mekel against everybody. A lot of times he's mekel against them. He says that girsa does not correspond. That's a different girsa. We didn't have that girsa. We're not mukhiyav to observe that chomer. Akula from the Chazanish. Because in our Gemara doesn't say the Oina Smucha Lo Oina Sabes, says the night before the day, she always has the Riyah and the day, so the whole day is Oina Smucha Lo Esther. So the Oina Smucha Lo Oina Sabes also. So he says it doesn't, that's the Gersa that Rabban had, but we don't have that Gersa. He says we're not Mukhiyev to observe that Chum. The Azarua, yeah. But I think it's earlier. I think it may be earlier. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the Gemara said, this whole din, three lines from the bottom, this whole din, v'hani mi li nidvar hashus, the husband is going to go on a business trip, he's going to be away for a couple of months. So then there's a din, the wife is mishtokekas lebailo, so then there's a din of oina. Aval advar mitzvah mitridi. But if he's going to take care of advar mitzvah, to do pinyan shvuyim, or to do whatever, to harbotza satar or something, so then you don't have such a din. It's not b'chuyev livket esishta. What do you mean, Mitridi, what does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. We're afraid he may be so involved with his wife, with Tashma, he may forget about doing the mitzvah, or he's or he won't be able to concentrate on his wife. He won't entertain his wife properly if he'll be with her, because his head, the conflict him in the Dvar Mitzvah. If he's going to the Dvar Shus, the conflict in the Dvar. He's going for business, the conflict in Nishta. I don't know, I would have thought maybe if I care. That's how Rashi has one pshat. Literally means he's thinking so much of the Dvar Mitzvah, he's not going to entertain his wife properly, so then he's not mechuyif. If he's going to the Dvar Shul, so then he has that then. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, the last two lines on the daf, there's also a famous Gemara, this appears in Sanhedrin, it says on the side, Hoi v'sishtik gufay, we have a din, we have to l'racha kamoicha. So the Gemara says that it doesn't apply equally to all people. I don't have the mitzvah to love my next door neighbor's wife to the same extent that I love my own wife. The din of after Rach Gemara applies to your own wife more so than to other people. Then to members of the family, your children, your wife, okay? And then it spills out to other people. So, he should love his wife to the highest degree. He has to be mechabed his wife more than he would be interested in mechabed himself. Let's say it comes the end of the year, the boss gives him a bonus, he has an extra $500. What's he going to do with the $500? So he can either buy a new suit for himself, or he can buy a new dress for his wife, or whatever. So he should, unless the wife already has 80 dresses, and he only has two suits, one for Shabbos, one for the weekdays, then let him buy another suit for himself. But if they both have 30 outfits, so then if he has an extra bonus, he should give the bonus to the wife. If it's a toss-up between him or the wife, so he should give it, he should favor the wife. If a person does all of any of these things, it's going to be wonderful. His tefillos will be answered because he deserves. So you have to love your wife more than anybody else. Not so easy. He gives chinuch habanim. That's the whole mitzvah of Pirei V'Rivyei after Matan Torah is this, to be madrach banav v'bnos b'derech hayishar. V'hamasiyon, he marries off his children. Yisuin, and marry off your children samach lepirkan before they become bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. That's what Tosfos tells us on this. If you marry them off, if you wait till they're already 25 years old, so you're looking for trouble. They're going to sin. They may sin. It's better to marry off the children before they even know that there's such a thing as a Yetzer. So to marry off a daughter before she's a Gedoyla, the Torah gives the father the right and the ability to marry off a daughter. It's beaten inside the leash as a. So you see, the father can marry off the daughter. There is no pasuk chumash that the father has the right, has the ability to marry off his son. And a kotna shekidush is en kedushin tofsin. The kot marries a girl, the kedushin anatchal. So Tosfos is bothered with the question. It says hamadrich banav b'naisa b'derech ha'yishara. All of his children, the sons and the daughters, hamasi'on in the plural, he marries them off. Didn't say hamasiyo samach lepirko. Hamasiyon, he marries off the children before samach lepirka, before they become bar mitzvah. How can he marry off your son before he becomes bar mitzvah? So that's the Tosfos, the famous Tosfos. Samach lepirka. Tosfos says, Abonav namikoi. It doesn't only go on the daughters, it goes on the sons also. Because this same Gemara appears in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayinvov. And there it's clear. Kidyamina mahanisraf. And the Gemara Sanhedrin is clear that it goes on the sons also. It's beferish gemara that the chachamim never made a takana. So on the level of their isa, they can't get married. But the rabbanon made a takana that a cherish in the days of the gemara, a cherish ain't a shameh, ain't a medaber, a deaf mute would be retarded because they had no way to communicate, they had no way to educate them. But the poskim say that if you have a retarded person, even if he is medaber, he is shameh, he can speak and he can hear, but he's retarded. So if the person has a slight retardation, so that's not called a cherish. But if a person is retarded to the extent that he doesn't have the seichel of a shvacha 13-year-old boy, or a shvacha 12-year-old girl, so that's called, clearly doesn't have the seichel of a shvacha 13-year-old child. So that's called a cherish. Even if he is shaman, he is medaber. It's not, cherish is not because the person is a balmum, because ain't a shaman, ain't a medaber. Rabbi Kiveger tells you to look, Rabbi Kiveger, and years later, the Osamech, write the best tshuva on cherish is the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef was a rov in Germany. I forgot already where he was the rov. Southern Germany. It's a big city, a famous city. I forgot. So the Zichron Yosef has a tshuva. So Rabbi Kiveger on Yeruday, Hilchos Shechita, when it says a cherish to the cotton, cannot be trusted on Shechita unless someone else is watching. So Rabbi Kiveger says, look in the Zichron Yosef. Yosef Steinhardt was the name of the Mechaber of the Sefer. He writes he has the best tshuva. And Yosef Melech also writes the best tshuva and cherish is in the Zichron Yosef. That's what he writes. It means a person is so cherish, they made kiddushin, they made nisuin midirabonim. The cherish, not only if a cherish marries a chareshes, even if the cherish marries a pikachas, or even if a pikach marries a chareshes, The Gemara says, they never made a takana de rabbana for a shaita. Shaita means a person is deranged. So the Gemara says, because we don't think the marriage will last. Because the Gemara has an expression, Eid anam dorim nachash bi kfif achas. If one of the two is meshuga, is really deranged, crazy, the marriage is not going to last. But cheresh, whether the cheresh marries a chareshes, the cheresh marries a pikachas, or the pikach marries a chareshes, some people want to marry a girl who's not going to disagree with them. He'd rather marry a retarded girl than to marry an intelligent genius who's going to give him a hard time. And some girls want to marry a husband who's not going to balabatav over them. So they made a takana and made a rabbanon that a cheresh and a chareshes, you have kiddush in the rabbanon. Shaita, they never made a takana. And Kotn also, the Gemara says, they never made a takana. So how can you marry off Bishleim, your daughter, you can marry off? That's a pasuk in Chumash. It's Bita Nesat Elish Hazad. The father has the ability to marry off the daughter even when she's before Bas Mitzvah. The Gemara says it's not a smart thing. The Gemara Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, says it's not a smart idea that the father should marry off the daughter when she's very young, because she didn't, her personality wasn't formed yet, and then the father's going to marry her off, and then she's going to grow in one direction. She's going to develop. He's going to develop in a different direction. So it's not going to be a good shidduch. You have to wait till the girl is older, and she says Ploni Ani Reitza, she agrees to marry him. The Balei HaTosfos used to violate this. They used to marry off their daughters when they were young. They say it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you shouldn't do it. So they say, we don't know if we'll be alive next year, because they lived through the Crusades. We may not survive till next year. We may not have any money next year. Now we have money, now we're alive, so we have a shidduch, so we should marry off our daughters when they're young. Under the circumstances, they say they violate this recommendation that the Gemara has not to marry off the girls when they're young, because it may not work out well. But now it's against the law to marry off a young girl. Yeah. But the Shaila Taisa says that to marry off a daughter, that's Nicha, but to marry off a son, ain't Kedushin Tavsin, so it's a Biaz Nus. How can you say that that's such a wonderful thing? You marry off your children, Samach Lepirkan, before they become Bar Mitzvah. All of our Kosavayimer, the Pasik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your prayers here, that's the top and the next daf. All of our Kosavayimer, Tikra Vashem Yana, Tishaveh, Vyame Hinein, Rabban Shalom will answer your prayers, because you did a wonderful thing. Well, he did a wonderful thing. He marries off his son before Bar Mitzvah, the Kiddushin on Naptos, and it's a Biaz Nus. That's terrible. So Taisa says, even though it says, there is no Kiddushin, he doesn't need a get. But Taisa says, with respect to this aspect, the Kinalei Nisuin, the Lahabi Bilos Bilosus. It means it's not called a bilasnus, because they're miyuchad together, they're living together. If every week someone's going to have a mizana with a different girl, that's prostitution, that's kedesha. But it's kavua. The young child, the boy before bar mitzvah, marries a girl, and they're living together. They're not having an affair with anybody else. So Tosfos said, that's okay. Even though there isn't even any kedushin rabbanon, there's no isa. So that's a shaila. All the Rishonim agree to this. The discussion of Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says that the Pilegesh is Bili Kiddushin, even though they're miyuchad to each other. He doesn't have an affair with anybody else. She doesn't have an affair with anybody else, and they're living together. So the Rambam says Pilegesh is Osa Lehedyat. Only he has a few exceptions to the rule, but basically Pilegesh is an isa deraisa. He says, you're not loike. The only time the Rambam said there's a love, l'siya kadesh, l'liya kodesh. So the love only applies, the full love, bishle muso, only applies if the woman or the man has an affair with someone else every week with somebody else. That's mamash l'siya kadesh, l'liya kodesh. And then the Rambam says you get malchus for that love. But if you have a boy and a girl live together, b'li chupa v'kiddushin, and she goes to mikveh and so on. So the Rambam says it's a chotzishir of the love. But like if you eat chazer, so if you eat a kazayis of chazer, then you get malchus. If you eat less than a kazayis, so chotzishir is also manantar. So there it's a chotzishir in volume. You're not eating the full kazayis. Here it's a chotzishir, the nature of the isa. The full isa of lasir kadesha is If it's mufkarism is a menus lusnus. Every week the girl has an affair with someone else. Every week the boy has an affair with someone else. Like in colleges. Every week the mizana with someone else. So that's the full avera of lasiya kadesh liya kodesh. And the Rambam's opinion is that that it's a chatzi shir of the yisur if you have pon habal apnuya, or they're living together as pilegesh without tefisa kedushin. That's also an yisur. The rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. The rabbi holds like Tosfos that there's no yisur at all. If the miyuchad lekach, so there's no yisur.
In the Hagdama of Binyan Shlomo, only writes about his brother Bezalel. He was so outstanding. His father married him off before Bar Mitzvah.
They chapped the mice before his Bar Mitzvah.
But he said he married him off. He's
yeah.
Losh and Nisuin.
Yeah. That's a discussion. They quote the Reb Barzilai, one of the early Rishonim. The Reb Barzilai said that a father can marry off his son based on Zachar Adam Shlai Befanov. If it's a schus, the Gemara says it's a big schus to marry off the children before Bar Mitzvah. So if it's such a good schus, so then you say Zachon and Shlai B'Fanov. So that's a big question. How far do you say Zachon Yadam? The original Zachon Yadam Shlai B'Fanov, where's the first Mishnah in Shas where it says Zachon Yadam Shlai B'Fanov? It's a Mishnah in Erevin. So it says when you make an Erev in the building and make an Erev in the neighborhood, so all of the Shamir Shabbos you have to rent from the Goyim or the non-observant Jews. You have to rent their apartments. And then you have to have each of the Shomer Shabbos have to put a challah, a pas shlema, a complete challah, not a slice or a complete matzah, in a bag. So let's say you've got to have 20,000 challahs in a bag. So we don't do that. You have a big erev in a big area. So you buy, you don't have to have more than 18 groigris. 18, there are three groigris, approximately three groigris in a beitza. So you have a box of matzahs, probably has six kibbetzim. You can put it in six eggs in a box of matzahs. So probably if you have a box of matzahs, it probably has six kibbetzim of matzah. So if you're not sure, say you have two boxes of matzahs. Two boxes of matzahs, for sure you have six kibbetzim. Six kibbetzim is considered 18 groges. So the Mishnah says, if you have more than 18 Shomer Shabbos families, or whose homes are included, whose apartments are included in the Erev, you don't need more than 18 groigris. So you buy one or two boxes of matzah, you give it to the next neighbor, and the next neighbor picks it up, and they have in mind, they say they have in mind to be kind of shutz with all the Shomer Shabbos who live here. Now whoever's going to move in to the next Pesach. And then next Pesach, we're going to buy new Pesach Dikah matzahs. We'll make a new Erev. Every year you make a new Erev, because the matzahs have to be royal achilas. So if you keep it too long, it gets spoiled. Or some of the Rishonim say, the Ravon writes that the minig used to be every Pesach, every Erev Pesach, when they burnt the chametz, they used to burn the box of matzahs that they used for the Erev. So they didn't know why. What are they burning the box of matzahs? So the Ravon is guessing. So he says, probably because the Erev de Chatzeres is the box of matzahs. The box of matzahs only valid if all of the Shomer Shabbos have the right to take the matzahs on Friday night. I used to have in my building, there was a fellow who was a mathematician. He was absent-minded. His wife was also absent-minded, and a few children he had, they were all absent-minded. So they all, and he and his wife, they would both forget. He learned Erevin with me one summer. We were together on vacation. So he knew Erevin very well. He knew how to learn very well. He was in my shiur many years. He was in the kollel quite a few years. And he was in graduate school going for mathematics. He never took an exam on time. Not in the yeshiva, not in graduate school. But everything was late by him. He got married late, he had children late, everything, but absent-minded. So every other Shabbos, he would knock on my door on Friday night, he needs the box of matzahs, because he and his wife, they both forgot to buy challahs for Shabbos. And he was in school, and she was doing her work. Everybody was thinking of something else, yeah. So that's what the Ravon writes, that because the Erev de Chatzer is only valid, if all of the Shomer Shabbos have a right to take it and use it, to eat it, so maybe someone with his chametz dikah fingers stuck in his fingers into the box of matzahs, maybe the Pesach dikah matzah became chametzik. Because it's only valid, the Erev Echatzer is only valid if you're not makpid. That's why it says you shouldn't use the chalas that you baked for Shabbos, you shouldn't use that for the Erev Echatzer, because you will be makpid. You won't let anybody, if someone else is going to come Friday night, he's going to want to take my chalas that my wife baked for Shabbos. I won't let him take the matzahs. I won't let him take the chalas. So that's why you have to use something other than the chalas that you bake the Lekovit Shabbos, because everybody has the right to use it. So that was the minig, that they had an old minig in Germany. They had to burn the Eruvi, to burn the Matzahs on Erev Pesach with the Chometz. So the Mishnah has in Erevin, that the first time in Mishnayis that this din appears, Zachal Adam Shlagafon, Dinam Zachal Adam Shlagafon, means I want to give you a gift, but you're not here, so I give the gift to someone else, he should pick it up on your behalf to be kind of for you. Then you say, Zachal Adam Shlagafon. So the original Mishnah is about to make an Erev. Everybody has what to gain, you have nothing to lose. You're not going to lose anything if you have an Eruv B'chatzer. If I'm going to make an Eruv B'tchumen for you, let's say we all live in a city. So the city, this is the Tchum Ha'ir. So if I'm going to make an Eruv B'tchumen for you without you consulting you, that you will be able to go to the east, then you can't go to the west even one step. So that's not a schus. Who says that? Who said maybe you want to go this way? Have no right to the mission. Say have no right to make an eruv etchumen for you without consulting you. But an eruv chatzeris, everybody has everything to gain and nothing to lose. If you don't have an eruv chatzeris, you can't carry from your apartment into the hallway, from the hallway into your apartment. If you have an eruv chatzeris, you can carry. So you have everything to gain, nothing to lose. And the Mishnah says, I don't have to consult all the Shami Shabbos in the building. I just give it to the next neighbor. Next neighbor picks it up at Tefach. And they say they have a mind to be kind of shutzah. So all the Shami Shabbos who live there, now I've got to move until next Pesach. That's the original din of Zachal Adam Shlai Bifanov. So what about not to receive? The original din is by accepting a gift. What about to give away a gift? Let's say... This always happens. In Europe, it was a common issue. When the Balabatim would ask the rabbi to sell a chometz for them. So there would always be one Balabas who was away on business, and he forgot all about it. He forgot to ask the rabbi to sell a chometz. So he's going to be stuck with the chometz. He's going to violate by Matzin. Then his chometz is going to be Osamana, Chometz Shavala Pesach. So all the rabbanim in Europe, Rabbi Tzkochana has chubis about this, but this was a common practice. The Rabbanim in America also, the old-time Rabbanim, the European Rabbanim, when they would sell the chametz to the God, they would say, we're selling all the chametz from all the people who signed up on the Shtar HaShoah, and we're also selling the chametz on behalf of those Balabatim who are religious and they forgot to ask us based on the principle of Zachal Adam Shlai B'Fan. So that's a machlokes. The Tzai Sachoshin coined an expression, a pun, sort of. He says Zochen li Adam, v'lo Zochen me Adam. You know, he claims there's a Rashba. The Chazanish claims there is no such Rashba. But the Tzitzel Choshen understood the Rashba and the Dorim as saying, you can only Zochen li Adam, you can be kind of maton on behalf of someone who's not here. But you can't sell his chametz to someone else. That's Zochen me Adam.
Okay.
The Rashbam and Bava Basra, the Gemara says, when I give the matana to Rabbi Gold, he should be kind of for you. Then when you find out about it and you say, you don't want it, then you could be moicha. So the Rashbam says that's the reason why you have the right to be moicha, because there is a shtikel choiva. Not everybody wants to be indebted to me that I gave them a matana. Okay, that's a consideration. Who says the matana is a schus? Maybe the guy does want. Then he says, I don't want the matana. So any matana is yechya. So he cancels the whole zochin. So the Tzai Sachoshin says, he only says zochin to receive a gift from someone. But to sell someone's property, you have no right. So we don't follow that. Halacha l'maase, we don't follow that. Then there's a further question. Let's say, it would be a big schus for a girl to marry this boy. Wealthy boy, good looking, family and everything, but the girl is not here. So can the boy give a ring to someone else and say, Hare, I'm mana be mekadesh that girl? Then you say, Zochen Adam Shlai B'Fanov, to be mekabel kedusha on behalf of the girl. So that's a further discussion in Rishonim, where they say, Zochen the other. Then there's a further machlokes in the Rosh and kedusha, what about to be mekadesh a boy? This is the Das Habal by Kiddushin is much more chomer than the Das Oisha. You need a high degree of Das on the part of the Chassan than on the part of the Kala. So would you say Zochen Adam Shlai B'Fanov to be Mekadosh HaChassan? Let's say he's before Bar Mitzvah. So the Rebbe Bar Zila says the father knows what's best for his son. He could be Mekadosh and Ish on behalf of his son. It works. Medin Zalchon Amish Lavafan. So that's a big machlokes and Rishonim, whether that works or not. Each, the question is, the original Zochen is to be Mekabal Matana, where if I give the Matana to a Kotten, the Kotten is Kainim in a Torah. Whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, then you don't need Das Kainim. So the Kotten could be Kainim in a Torah, whenever the Gadol is giving a Matana. So the original Din of Zochen in the Mishnah and Erevin and the Gemaris and Bab Metzio, all the Gemaris are Zochen Adam to be Mekabal Matana. So you don't even need Das there, you just need, it shouldn't be Bal Korchai. Then the question is, in a case where you need a higher level of das, do you still say zochen? So the tzais thinks you don't say zochen neyodim to sell. So we don't follow that tzais. Then there's a question: do you say zochen amshalifanov to be marry off a girl? And even if you say yes, do you say zochen amshalifanov to marry off a boy? And I feel in tinsalama that you do. Do you say zochen amshalifanov to give a get? That was after the First World War. There were Jewish soldiers who never came home, missing in action. And they didn't know if they were alive or dead. So let's say they had children, so there's no shayla of chalitza. But the question is so maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead, maybe he's somewhere prisoner of war. But he doesn't have access to his wife. It's already 2 years, and the wife is an aguna. So one of the rabbonim came up with this einfal, that the husband doesn't have, even if the husband is alive, he's not here. So we're doing the husband a taiva by writing a get on his behalf and divorcing his wife. Because he's not with his wife anyway, and he loves his wife. So why should we hold her back? Why should the husband be so mean? He was always a good husband. Why should he be so mean that he doesn't want to give his wife a get? Maybe he's sick in a hospital somewhere. Maybe he's dead, and even if he's alive, Mistama, we're doing a metoyim. So one of the rabbanim came up with that einfam. You can write a get based on Zochel Adam Shlavifan. Rav Herzog, it was once an issue like that. So Rav Herzog wrote in one of his tshuvas, they have a collection of tshuvas called Heichal Yitzchak. So he has one of the tshuvas, and then he cholem afilu. I would never even dream of following that shita. The Rav who came up with that einfal survived the war, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was in the Rabbanut, I think. So Rav Herzog said, we just don't accept that. There wasn't accepted in Europe either. Two, three years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was a Bez Min Tzvat. The husband was riding a bike, and he was run over, and he was a vegetable, and he would live like that. I think he's still alive. He would live like that in the hospital forever. And his wife was, they weren't religious people, and for sure she was going to be mezana with somebody. She's not going to remain an almona for the rest of her life. So the Bez Min Tzvat wrote a ganze tshuva, 100 pages long, and they say that they gave a get based on Zochel Adam Shlavifan. Many rabbanim thought that it was scandalous. I thought it was scandalous.
Isn't there a question?
So shliach. The shliach.
Even though he didn't appoint the shliach.
Right.
He's not alive.
Right.
He's not alive.
No, the guy's still alive.
No, in this case, but in the other case, you say, give him a
terrace. If he's a dead, so she's a materis. She doesn't need chalitz. And if he's still alive, you're doing him a favor to be mad to his wife to remarry, because he doesn't have his wife anyway. And he loved her, and he wouldn't want to ba'avel her. That's what this Gadol, one of the big rabbanim
can.
No, het to marry rabbanim, that's fakir. The husband not allowed to marry more than one wife, that's only chem de rabbeinu Gershon. So if you have 100 rabbanim, say under these conditions, usually if the wife is institutionalized because she's not all there, then you make a het to marry rabbanim. Yeah. So there is such a thing. Hamasiyan samach lepirkan. Taisus learns like that. And Shulchan Aruch says the according to the Rambam you're not allowed to, because according to the Rambam pilegish asur lehedyat. So there's according to the Rambam a cotton you cannot marry off a cotton. And they're not so thrilled about saying zochen alim shleibefana to marry off a cotton, to say zochen for a cotton. Very, very questionable. So the Gemara is listing off people who act properly. He raises his children properly. He marries them off when they're young. Etc. You should see to it that your family life should be a healthy one. He gets along with his neighbors. Some people do not get along with them. You have to get along with your neighbors. He's friendly with his relatives. Some people, they get along with everybody except for their relatives. And the Karvis Karevav, there's a din b'psoch al tesalam. You're supposed to treat your relatives nicer than other people. Nicer than other people. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of dinim in Shulchan Aruch like that. If you have a tzedakah to give, so the kedim and tzedakah goes to your relatives. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Tana Rabbi Yossi divorced his wife. He didn't get along with his wife. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says he never called his wife Ishti, he always called her Besi. Mein Shtub. In Yiddish, Mein Shtub. So the Maram Shiv says, why do you call Mein Shtub? Because he never got along with her. He never had Shalom Bayit. That's why he got divorced. So he never wanted to refer to her as my wife. So he used a euphemism. He called her Besi instead of calling her Ishti. So the Medrash says, and it's quoted in Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch, Medrash says, when he was giving tzedakah, the kedim and tzedakah went to his former wife, his ex-wife. That's also a mitzvah to be mekarev the kram. The psoch al tesalem goes on your former wife also. The former wife is also considered a kerv. Then on there says, Bas HaChayis and the days of the Gemara, if you marry your sister's daughter, Bas HaChayis, that was considered a wonderful shidduch. I remember they once asked Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik, but they say genetically it's not healthy to marry a person that's very close. So he said, if you do it the Shem Shemaim, it'll be okay. If you're not doing it the Shem Shemaim, marrying her because she's good looking, then they say it's a problem of genetics. But if you do it the Shem Shemaim, it's okay. Shmuel Soloveitchik. He taught chemistry in the yeshiva. Yeah. That was Soloveitchik's brother, yeah. Yeah, and they said, Bas HaChayis is a machlekes to Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam in Tosis. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi says, Anosei Bas HaChayisai, you marry your niece from your sister, not your niece from your brother. Niece from the brother is not the same. And Tosis quotes the Rashbam, disagrees with Rashi. This is unusual. Usually the Rashbam says exactly the same as Rashi. The Rashbam disagrees, and Rabbi Natam holds like Rashi here. This is far careful from what it usually is. Usually the Rashbam will always say the same as Rashi. So it's a detailed issue over here, whether does it make a difference which niece it is, your son's daughter, your daughter's daughter. Well, it's all the same. You should marry a niece. Okay. You give a havot to the one who really needs it. Allah HaKasavayimah, the person says that your prayers will be answered because you're doing big mitzvahs. Okay. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Okay. In this week's Sedra, we have the way the Pasuk says that Bayok Melech HaRosh HaMetzah Mishallah Yoda Es Yosef. So what do you mean Mishallah Yoda Es Yosef? He didn't know that Clinton used to be the president, that Obama was just the last man. He didn't know that Yosef saved the whole Middle East. It doesn't mean he didn't know. Well, they didn't care. Didn't have a sense of Hakoras HaTayv. The Yosef. So the Medrash points out that the same expression, Shalai Yada, pops up later. When Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh, the Baruch Shalom appears to Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. And he says, I want you to go to speak to Paro. He should let the Jewish people free. So he comes to Paro and he says, in the name of the God of the Jewish people, you have to let them free. So it says, Lo yadayti es Hashem. He never heard of this. He knows all the other rabbis, but he never heard of this one. Lo yadayti es Hashem. So the Medrash says the same verb appears. Lo yadayti es Hashem. Lo yadayti es Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel nistater. He's invisible. And Yudavka hides. He doesn't want to be conspicuous. If the Rebbeinu Shalom would be conspicuous, it'd be overbearing. No one would have any b'chiru chavshitz to do an avera. The Rebbeinu Shalom is right there, staring me in the face. So he's invisible and he makes himself, he hides himself very much. He's a kel mistater. So it's very easy to forget about him. So that's why the Rishonim emphasize the significance, the Chayv Salvam says a lot, they emphasize the significance of the Midah Toivah of HaKoras HaTayv. You have to develop a Midah Toivah of HaKoras HaTayv to human beings, and for this, human beings whom you see, and then this will spill over to be Mechazi Hiramune in the existence of Hashem, because even though he's invisible, you'll have HaKoras HaTayv for your health and for the fact that you're alive and you make a parnas and you have a shidduch and so on. If you don't have HaKoras HaTayv for a bus of Adam, then you're going to forget about the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're not going to have HaKoras HaTayv. So many mitzvahs are based on HaKoras HaTayv. You bring the Kurim, Igarte Ayam Hashem Alakecha, so Rashi says, any coffee Taiva. We always give reishis to the Rabban Shalom to have Hakoras HaToyah. Remember once the Rav spoke, Rav Soloveitchik spoke in the auditorium when Ben Gurion's government started drafting the girls in the army. So Rav Soloveitchik, I think it was Yom HaTzmaut, I think it must have been sponsored by the Mizrach, so everybody thought he's got to give a drush on Yom HaTzmaut. So he started the first 45 minutes, he was saying what the way we believe in Hakoras HaToyah, when it was quoted from the Chovis HaVavis, and how important it is, Mida Toiv, and we have to have Hakoras HaToiv to Ben Gurion. And he did this, and he did the other thing, and that is for 45 minutes. And then he says, Ober. Ober. And then he started saying, but it shouldn't go to his head. He thinks he's the world's biggest philosopher. He knows the philosophy of Judaism. You don't draft the girls in the army. So he was Eish Lehover. He was attacking the Gius Bonas at that time. They quoted the Chazon Ish. Met Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion said he wanted to meet with the biggest rabbi. So he asked who's the biggest rabbi. So he said, Rav Avraham Soloveitchik is the biggest rabbi. They'll all listen to him. So he wanted to meet Rav Avraham Soloveitchik. So he didn't want to. He was so private. Rav Avraham was so private and he wouldn't be able to talk to him normally. So he said he doesn't want to speak to him. So who's the second biggest rabbi? So he said, the Chazon Ish. Everyone will listen to the Chazon Ish. He met with the Chazon Ish, and he asked them a question. The Medina is going to rip apart. They have religious people and anti-religious people. So what should we do to prevent the Medina from ripping apart? That's what he wanted to ask Rabbi Avraham. So the Chazon Ish didn't give him a solution to the problem. That's what's happening now. The whole Medina is ripping apart. The religious and anti-religious people. But they were both taken by each other. That's how they write, the people who were there. They say Chazon Ish was very taken by Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion was very taken by the Chazon Ish. They say that months after they met, Ben-Gurion would always mention in the Knesset, the mashal that the Chazon Ish gave him, that if you have two boats, and there's a crossroads in the river, and only one boat can go at a time, so which boat has the Kedima? So you have to say one boat has heavy luggage, heavy baggage. The other boat has nothing heavy. So the one that has all the heavy baggage, they should have the kedima. So the Chazon Ish gave this as a mashal that the religious Jews have a heavy baggage. We have to observe all the mitzvahs. The chilonim, they can eat kosher, they can eat treif. We can eat treif, so they should give in to us because. We're the boat that has the heavy load. So they said that for months after that, Ben-Gurion in the Knesset, whenever any issue would come up, he would analyze it. Well, the marshal with the two boats, which is the heavy boat, which is the light boat? So they say that when the government passed this law, they say the Chazon Ish said he doesn't believe that Ben-Gurion is responsible, that he's a nice guy, he would never have instituted such a thing about Gius Bonas. But Rav Soloveitchik didn't know Ben-Gurion. He never met him. Later he met him, but I don't think he met him before. He was pinning all the blame on him. He was complaining. The whole first 45 minutes were just the Hakdamah to the upper, to the second half. But the Hakdamah is true. That the Hakoras HaTayv is a very important midah. It's because of Hakoras HaTayv that we preserve, we maintain our emunah and existence of God. And if you're going to be mezalzal on Hakoras HaTayv of a basel adam, that's going to lead to lo yadayti es Hashem. The Mashgiach always would say, Rav Lesson would always say, Rashi's comment that the Yerei Hashem liris as Migdal Shabana bnei ha'adam. The Rabban Shalom went down to see the Migdal Shabana bnei ha'adam. So Rashi quotes in Medrash, Avada bnei ha'adam v'chi bnei chamoyrim. Who? Of course, the Migdal Bavel was built by human beings. So the Medrash says, no, Bnei Adam means not the human being, it means the descendants of Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan wasn't a Ma'akeh Teiva. He said, when the Rabban Shalom said, did you sin with the Eitz Adas? So he said, Risha Shemesate Imadahi Nasne Liva Eichel. Instead of having Hakoras HaTayv to the Rabban Shalom for giving him a Shidduch for Chavo, so he doesn't express Hakoras HaTayv. So because he lacked in Hakoras HaTayv, that's what led to Shabbat Bnei Adam. They wanted to rebel against the Rabban Shalom. One has Hakoras HaTayv would not rebel. The same idea as the Medrash brings out on this pasuk. Should all keep it in mind.
you.
He wants to wait for her eight swallow. So I think it's one of our two. He said, "That's only my age." You hit me over the head with the wood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with a plank.
Yeah. Well,
she forced me to.
There's only 5 minutes.
One more.
Nakam, you daven? Nakam, you daven already?
I will stay.
No, he's done.